Okay, one, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis, about a quarter of the way down, two dots. When the poskim mentioned that Hilchos Brachos are very complicated and they need great in-depth and study, some of the sugis we're talking about is today. Today's sugi. So we will go through the Shakra Vitari with them, some Rashi, and be Ma'ar, the Shilas in the poskim, and we'll wait for Rev Lef to come back while he will go through these sugis much more in-depth. Amar Rava. Baba said, "Hai vehita de chaklei." What is vehita de chaklei? Rashi, "Hu chavitz kidera de chaklei b'nei kfar." It is the chavitz kidera of the b'nei kfar. And we already saw in Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, what is the chavitz kidera? It was a mixture of food, a concoction of wheat, honey, and oil that they would make. It was an average dish that they had. This dish of the vehita de chaklei, the mavshei be'kimcha, that they put in a lot of flour in it. Mavarech b'reimenei mezonos. That bracha is b'reimenei mezonos. My taima, the smida ikar. The wheat, the flour is the ikar part of it. So therefore, you make a b'reimenei mezonos. Okay, the mechuzah, Rashi says, is the b'nei karach, the city folks. The lo mashi be'kimcha, they didn't put so much flour in. Mavarech lov shahakon nehebidvara. That. On that dish, they'd make a shakon de brevo, my timer. Duvsha ikka, the honey was the main part of it. Vahada and Rava afterwards said, Omer Rava, Edi the Edi Bremen imazonos. On both of them, both these concoctions, you make a Bremen imazonos. The Rav Ishmul, the Amri Tavaya, they both said, Kol Shieshbo, Mechameshus Aminim, anything that has in it, as in a mixture, any of the five Minim, which is Chita, Sa'ara, Kuzmim, Shadal, Shalom, Shifun. Anything that has these in it, Mavrachim will love Brahman and Mazonos. We make a Brahman and Mazonos. Now we saw yesterday on Lamed Vav Amid Beis that there was two statements by Rav Shmuel. One of them that anything that has a mixture of the five Minim, you make a Brahman and Mazonos. And anything that is only of the five Minim, you make a Brahman and Mazonos. And we had a tufta on Rav Shmuel only on the second statement. We see now from Rava, who was a Basrai, he was the Posek, the time of the Emoras, he's called the Basrai, Telsa mentions it later on, that we make that the second statement of Rava, the first statement of Rava Shmuel, that anything that has a mixture of Mazonos in it, you make anything of the five grains, you make a Brahmin in Mazonos. Now, this idea, people say it's because of the Chashivus of the Mazonos. The Mishnah Berurah mentions his two ideas behind the mezonos, that we make a brahmin and mezonos on it. One of them, it has to be for the taste, and the other one has to be for the purpose of eating a suda with it. To exclude the case of when you use the flour or something in order to be medabik, in order to make it not for the purpose.
To adhere
it together. Okay, and where these things go in, and the proportions, Rav Lef will talk about breadcrumbs on top of chicken schnitzels and things like that, that's all coming from this din of Rava. Omer Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitza. Chavitza, Rashi says, is Ke'en Schleinkuk. Shemifarim betocha ilfaz lechem. That you take the lechem and you'd crumb it up in the midst of the dish. Tosfot has a different shita. It's a machloket poskim and Rishonim. Hai Chavitza de'eit beit murim kizayis. If the crumbs have the size of a kezayis, b'tchilim mevarech alav hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, then before the bracha rishona, you make a hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, u'vesof mevarech alav shalosh brachos, you bench on it. The late bay perurim kezayis, if it does not have the shear, the crumbs, the size of a kezayis, b'tchilim mevarech alav reimen mezonos, u'vesof bracha echad me'ein shalosh. So when you crumble up these things into thing, we mentioned yesterday maybe a French soup, when you make a soup and you put bread into it. So according to Rav Yosef, only if there is a crumb the size of a kezayis, you make hamotzi and you bench on it. If not, you make a brahmin in mezonos. So sof bracha me'ein shalosh. Yesterday we had the sugya of a kosi zerachitim. If you takna afa or bashla, if you crumble it up, make it into flour, you bake it, and then you cook it in the liquid, that he just said that in Bismancha Frusos Kayamos. We didn't make any shear, make any mention of a shear of a kezayis. It's just that the frusos are kayamos, then you make a hamotzi. So the Tosfot over here mentions the Esther as a Kasha, and he mentions that Rav Yosef is coming to Mefurish what we saw yesterday. That the Shir, when you break things up, is a Kazayas, and he says, and so is Mefurish Nami in the Yushami. So, according to Rav Yosef, only when there's a Shir of a Kazayas, you make Hamotzi. When it's not a Shir of a Kazayas, you make Hamazonos. I'm a Rav Yosef, Mana Minala. Where do I know this Klal? Rashi, Mana Minalak, there are Peruvian Kizayas Mevarchim Hamotzi, that only on crumb sizes of a Kizayas do we make the Bracha of Hamotzi. The Tanya is going to bring a Brisa from Menachos. When the Kohen, remember Kohen, when they bring up a Menachos, they do a process called Kmitza, where they put their hands in, they grab a certain amount of the food, and that's what they eat, and they make a Hamotzi on it. So this, the Tanya. Someone comes and brings Menachos from Yerushalayim. Omer, he says, Baruch Shechiyanu, Kimani Gano Lezman Hazeh. He says a Baruch Shechiyanu, Natlan Liaklan, the Kohanim take from it to eat. Mevarach Hamotzi Lechem in Arts. Then they make Hamotzi Lechem in Arts. We have another price on it. The Kulam Patatan Kizayas. All the pieces that the Kohanim make their Baruch on is the size of Kizayas. So Rav Yosef sees from here that the Kohanim only make the bracha of a motzi when it's the size of a kezias. And that's where he gets his thing from. Let's see Rashi. Rashi's a little difficult over here. Again, the brisa, haya omeru makriv menachos b'shalayim. He comes and brings menachos b'shalayim. Who's bringing what and who's doing what? Haya, Rashi says, the Yisrael omed, he comes up to bring it. Umakriv menachos, he brings menachos. What does it mean, he's bringing the menachos? The Nada La Kohen La Hakriva. He gives it to the Kohen to bring it up. Omer Broch Shechiano. He says, In Lo Havim Menachos De Yomim Rabim. If he didn't bring the Menachos for many days. And then the Nada Liachlam. He takes it and eats it. Who is the Kohen? So the Vahaya, the one who's bringing it, is the Yisrael. The Makriv is the Kohen. The one who's not in Liachlam is the Kohen. Who's the one who says the Shechiano according to Rashi? This is the Shechiyanu. What? It's Mashma, the guy who brings it. Problem is, in Menachos, Rashi says that it's the Kohen. If it's the Kohen's first time ever bringing up a Korban Mincha, he makes the Shechiyanu. And Tosfot over here says, that's not the first time the Kohen's bringing it, but there's 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim. That means the Kohanim have 2 weeks a year that they serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's a Zman Kavua, that they come up specifically twice a year, the Kohen that brings it up, that Kohen, even if he's brought it up many times before, he makes the Shechiyanu. But Rashi doesn't say, it's Mashmah Rashi, it's Yisrael. And I saw the Meiri actually brings down some Machloket Rishonim, whether it's the Yisrael saying the Shechiyanu or the Kohen. And I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means. It's Mashmah the Yisrael. Lemaisa.
You can see both ways in Rashi.
Yeah, yeah, it's very hard. And I peeked in the art school, and I'm not trying to speak it. So I said, who is he going to say? So what does he do? Someone has it over here?
Both.
Smash for both. He doesn't say either. He says, if he brings it up. He doesn't mention who brings the Menachos up. Lemaisa, in the postkin, they bring from this Brisa, Machloket, again, on what's the, when and why do you bring up a Shechiyanu? And again, we'll leave that for Rav Lech to deal with. Okay, so we brought up these Menachos. Betani Allah, we see that we learn on it, Kolomar. Betanan ala Menachos, the Minchas Machavis and the Minchas Marcheshes. These are the two types of Menachos, two types of Menachos that are in different types of frying pans that we bring up. Hakrivo Kishehin Afiot, they bring it up when they are baked. The Kulam Patatan, they break them into pieces, Kolomar. Botsam Kodim Kemitza, before the Kohen does Kemitza, they break it up into pieces. Yosotan, Pitatim Kizaitim. They break it up into small sized Kizayit pieces. The Xiz, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Patorotam Pitim. You break it up into pieces. Alma, and we see from the price that it has to be the size of a Kizayis. Pitatim Kizaitim Mubarak Alema Motzi. Only Pitatim, the broken up pieces the size of a Kizayis, do we make on them Hamotzi. So that's where Rav Yosef gets his shita from, that you make Hamotzi only when the size of the piece is a Kizayis. When it's less than a Kizayis, you make on it Bremen and Mizonos. Abaya comes and asks a question on this, and Rav Yosef will defend the question. Amalei Abaya. The sugya of Menachos is much more complicated. Amalei Abaya. Elamiata, according to what you're saying now, Latana the Beit Rabbi Yishmael, what about the Shita of Beit Rabbi Yishmael, the Omer Parchim Ad Shemachzirim L'Solosam, that when you, before he did Kamitza, they crumbled up the piece completely, that there is no size of a Kizayis, it's Solos again. Rashi, Parchon, L'manachos HaFoyez Ala Machavas, Ala Marcheshes, Kodim Kamitza Ad Shemachzirim L'Solosam. Before they did Kamitza, they completely crumbled it up. It's obvious over here there's no size of a Kizayis, and yet it's obvious that he's going to make a Hamotzi on it. Hachinami, the lo boy bruchi, a motzi lechem min ha'art. You're going to tell me that he doesn't make a bruch, he doesn't need to say the bruch a motzi lechem min ha'art. The chitema, and if you want to tell me, hachinami, yeah, he does not make a bruch of a motzi. And the Kohen makes a brahma name in Zonos in the base of Mikdash. But Tanya, I'll bring a price that it can't be. Lekat mikulan, the plural, he takes from all of them, not a piece, he takes from all of them, kizayis, meaning mitzvah of the kizayis, v'yachlan, and he eats them. Im chametzu, and if it was during Pesach, and the menachos were chametz, onish koris, he's going to get koris on it. Im matzahu, and if it was matzah, the pieces that are coming together, adam yotzipo yedei chavasu v'pesach, he's going to be yotzi, his obligation of eating matzah, and we know that matzah, it's called lechem oni, and if it's called lechem oni, you make hamotzi on it. Since you're making a motzi on it, even though it's small pieces, you see that even when it's small pieces, you're going to make hamotzi on it, not a brahma name is zonos. Vashi, hachinami, you want to say the pligiyaha, the katani mavrech hamotzi, and hachinami, that he's going to argue on above that you say hamotzi, he's going to say brahma name is zonos, the Kohen. That can't be. Vatanya, lechem mikulam, pitati amanachos, when he takes from the pititi, the broken up pieces of the menachos, a kizayis, umedivai yotzi bo yedei chavos v'pesach, from the fact that the Brisa says that if it's Pesach, he's yotzi matzah, mishum dechilas matzah de mitzvah asehi, achila matzah is a mitzvah aseh, dechsiv bi erev, tachlu matzos, you have to eat matzos, v'hatam lechem be'inan, and the matzah has to be a lechem, dechsiv ba lechem oni, Alma lechem havi, it's lechem umavarcha motzi. Whether it's kizayis or less than a kizayis, we see that you make the bruch of a motzi. Vaha matniti malkorcha Rebbe Yishmorli, and you have to say that this brisa is Rebbe Yishmor. The Hagatani lekat mikulam, he takes from all of them. He doesn't take one piece. He takes from all of it kizayis. Alma bepitatim pachutim mekizayis kai, and therefore Abaya has a kash on Rav Yosef. We see before that there's a din of hamotzi even on pieces less than a kizayis. Got a fence for that. So Rav Yosef answers. Hak b'mayaskinan, what are we talking about? This is again in the processing of the menachos in Yerushalayim. B'she'arson, it's a process called she'arson. Rashi explains she'arson. What did the Beit Rabbi Yishmael say? When you broke up, you have again the Minchas Machavas and Minchas Marcheshes, which comes out in a big pan, a nice big piece of matzah all together. When he crumbled it up, they went back and they were Gavlan, they mixed it all together and they baked it again into one piece, and that's what we're talking about over here. The Beit Rabbi Yishmael says that you broke it up into pieces, put it back together, baked it again, and that's what the Kohen ate the Kizayis piece from, and therefore, again, you have no kasha on me, it's, he's making a brocha hamotzi on a Kizayis, and again, Rav Yosef holds, if the piece is less than a Kizayis, you do not make hamotzi on it. Oh, Abai is not finished. Ehachi, Eim Sefer. Let's see the Sefer. Behu she'achlon. He eats them, the pieces, the kidei achilas pras. He has to eat them in the size of achilas pras. The e, b'she'arson, if you're talking about, he put the concoction all back together and he made it into one piece. Ha'she'achlan, the fact that it says she'achlan, he eats them. She'achlu, he needs to say in lashon yachid, mi'boyle. Oh, Rabbi has a kasha back on Rav Yosef. Rashi. Furusha Akhlam Makateh Achilas Pras, and he eats in the sides of Achilas Pras. Now Rashi is going to go through the mechanics of the shear of Achilas Pras, which the Rav already mentioned once, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, according to different shitas. I'm sure I'll discuss it again over here. Rashi says it, the kids are what is Achilas Pras. Shlo Yishar Mishahat Chilachol Shir Kizayas Ad Shigamar Achilas Hashir. Yot Makateh Achilas. Achilas chetzi kikor shal shmona beitzin. That he doesn't delay, he doesn't wait from the time that he begins eating the shear of a kizayis until that he finishes the achila of the shear more than the time of achilas chetzi kikor shal shmona beitzin. The size of a kikor, a chetzi kikor of shmoni, of eight beitzin. Dahavi chetzav, half it is arba beitzin. That's how much you have to eat in this size, and that whatever time it takes to eat the chetzi loaf of eight beitzim, that's how long is the shear of achilas pratz. Shizeo, anything that he eats in that time period, is tziruv the shear achila. It combines the shear of achila. So if he eats one piece, and let's say 90 seconds later, he eats another piece, that's in the shear of kidei achilas pratz. So it's called one eating. Vim sha yoter, if he waits more than the time of achilas pratz, kidei achilas pratz, it doesn't count as one eating. It's two different eatings. Let's say the most strict sheet there, 8-9 minutes. He eats one piece, eats a half a kizayis of chametz, and he waits, let's say 10 minutes, and he eats another half a kizayis of chametz. It's considered v'havi leika ochel chetzi zayis today. It's not a chi of kariz im chometzu. If it's chometzu, it's not mitzarefet. Only if you eat it in the shear of the gdei achilas pras. So Rashi asks, so Baya asks that you see that if he eats it in the achilas pras and it's achlan, he eats them. Mashma that the kizayis is in more than one piece. The ibish arson that should say achlo and not achlan miboyale. So Rav Yosef agrees. You're right. We cannot be talking about she'arson. Hach v'mayaskinan. We're not talking about b'she'arson. Rather, b'bar melechim gadol. What's the case over here? Again, you have the minchas machavis or the minchas macheshes. It comes out in a big pan. I'm not sure how big the pan is, but it's many kizesim in it. And the kohen, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, he leaves the main mincha offering. He takes a piece of it and he breaks it up, and all the time that there's a big piece of the mincha left over there, that there's a size of a kizayis in it, even though he has little piece over here, as long as you can be miyaches back to the main piece, that there's still a big piece of bread over there, he makes a hamotzi, even though the pieces over here are not hamotzi. If you don't have any of the menachos left that's the size of a kizayis, meaning you finished it off and you're on your last Menachos in Achinami, you make a brayman of mezonos. And Rabbi Yishmoel, these prices are talking about when it's coming, bebam alechem gadol. It's coming from a lechem gadol. There's a large piece of the menachos left on the side, and when he's making the bracha of a motzi on these small, less than kizayit pieces, it's because there's a bigger piece also over here that is miyachis from. That I'm getting from Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Should it say Lashon Yachid and it says a Lashon Rabin, therefore it can't be talking about an arson, it has to be talking about the small broken up pieces. Hak b'mayaskinan, what are we talking about? This is Rev Yosef's teretz. B'shalo arsoni, we're talking about, you're right, it's not arson, ukedimiyart, like we said before. V'hai diketani dechashivi, d'mahavi lechem b'bar melechem gadol. When we talked, it's talking about when it's coming from a lechem gadol. We're talking about that there's left over from the original menachos that you didn't slice all of it. Aval im nifras kulo, but if you sliced it all, the lechem gadol, and there's no shear of a kizayis left from the main menachos that he's not taking the kamitza from, or this process of crumbling it up, look, shivi, that doesn't count anymore. It's not chashuv anymore. There's not a kizayis there anymore. The pesisim apakusim mikizayis and the pesisim that you have to eat, but unless you can size v'lo mavarchim a motzi, you don't make a motzi on it. Ve'ein yotzi b'docha v'ato matzah b'pesach, and you're not going to be yotzi yechova on Pesach. It's not a hamotzi. It's a bremen in mizonos. So again, Rav Yosef answered Abaye's kashas on him, and he holds his din that you only make hamotzi when the pieces are the size of a kizayis. And he learns it out from Menachos, and he defended all the questions on him. So we ask him, what?
What's the chat? Is that like the Tzoros HaPasa? They get little pieces over here?
No, not Tzoros HaPasa. You could be miyachis it back to the big piece over there, and therefore, even though you don't have a kizayis in front of you, it still has a din of a motzi as long as the big piece is existing. L'maisa, my havilo. How do we act on this? If you have pieces less than a kizayis, piece of bread less than a kizayis, Amarev Sheshis, he comes and he argues, Hai chavitza, this chavitza that we mentioned before, the concoction, according to Rashi, of putting the crumbs into the dish, into the hot water. Alpha gav, the late bay perim kizayis, even though you don't have crumb sizes, the size of a kizayis, Mavarech alav hamotzi lechem mina aretz. You make hamotzi on it, cholik on Rav Yosef, that if you have bread less than the size of a kizayis, you do make hamotzi. Omer Rava, and Rava qualifies this din, v'hu de'icha aleya tarisa dinahema. It has the form, or what we call tzoris halechem. This is now the sugi of tzoris halechem. Vashi, tarisa dinahema, torim maris lechem. It still looks like lechem. Then you make it. So if you have a piece of bread less than a kizayis, you can make hamotzi on it only if it has tzoris lechem on it. And this is a very large sugi over here. The Mishnah Brua in Kuf Samech Ches, Siv Yud, brings a haktama to the sugi of tzoris halechem. It's kedai to look at it. He brings down these three haktamas to it. Well, Ayin Sham, it's a very misubach sugi on when does something lose its source of lechem. And the Rav will take it. There's a little toast. There's a toast for Rav Yomer Rava, where there was a Bali Tofus toast for Rabbeinu David Mimitz. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him before. That what he would do at nighttime is he'd take his bread and soak it in water so it would become white. It would lose its source of lechem on it. And therefore, in the morning, when he didn't have so much time, he could make a bremen in his onus and a bracha main shlosh and didn't have to bench on it. That was the thing. Okay, whether we paskin like that or not, in the whole sugi of Tzoras Lechem will leave for the Rav. It's a very complicated sugi. It's kedai if someone has time in Kufsama. Yes, it's brought down in the Ayin Mishpat. You would at least to see the mission of Berlin is Hakama, the three Hakamas, which is also found in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. More halachas now on semi bread products, whether they get hamotzi on it or a bremen in mizonos. Chokni. This chokni, which the Gemara will explain what it is. Omer Baya, sorry. Chokni chayivim bechala. It's chayivim chala. Mashma from the Gemara over here, that brachas lechem, brachas if you're making hamotzi or not, is toloi if it's chayivim chala or not. Again, the Rav will explain this out. It's complicated. Chokni chayivim bechala. It's chayivim bechala in mashma, therefore you have to make hamotzi on it. Kiata ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name of Yochanan, Chvoknim Petorim Minachala. It's Potim Minachala. The Kroah on the side brings down that this is not coming to be Cholik, but rather it's coming to support. He brings down the Giyasa, Kiyat Ravin, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chvoknim Chayivim Bechala. And it's coming to support the Din, and that's how the Rush just brings it down. He doesn't bring down as a separate Giyasa. He brings that when Ravin came in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chvoknim is Chayivim Minachala, and this trachning, therefore, with lechore, need to bring in a hamotzi. My trachning, what is trachning? Omer Abaya, it's kovid yara. It's kovid yara. Kovid yara is this process, Rashi says. Kovid yara, osi makum kal bekira. You made like a cavity in the oven. V'notim betokha mayim v'kemach. You mixed in that cavity water and flour. Kamoshi osin bilfas. Like you did in the Ilfaz, and you make hamotzi on it. That's the din of kovid yar. We're going to see more on kovid yar in on lamed ches. What? Ilfaz, I guess, some kind of pot, pan.
Like a big frying pan.
I think more like a kettle. that you put water in. I remember seeing in Masechta Shabbos, Neil Fazer, something you make water with. I'm not exactly sure. Whatever it is, it's a pot that has liquids in it that you're dropping your bread in. Over here. Okay, that's one thing. That's shocking. That's Kovet D'Ara. We'll see more about Kovet D'Ara. It's a soft type of batter bread. Fills in the cavity. Okay, Omer Abaye, Trisa. What is Trisa? Trisa, first of all, is Patori Minachala. It's Patori Minachala. That you don't have to take Chala out of it. And again, Mashma, therefore you make a very many Mizonas. It's not going to be clear at all. So we see in Lamech Ches. My Trisa. What is Trisa? The Gemara is going to bring down three types of bread mixtures that are Trisa, that are not Chayiv in Chala. And again, each one of them is a klal in understanding the bracha of one to something leave the category of Brahman and Mizonos and enters the category of Motzi Lechem in Arts. There's some that say Gevil Martach. A Gevil Martach, which I think is like a pancake. It's much of that from Rashi. Look at Rashi. Gevil Martach. Notnim Kemach Umayim Bekli. They put the flour and water in a kli. And I guess they whip it up with a spoon. They pour it on the kira kishi in the second. It's like a griddle. And they fry it up. Much more pancake. This is a pancake. Therefore, it's a din of, doesn't have a din of challah. And again, mashma, brahmini mizomas, even though it's just flour and water. Again, doesn't have the source of lechem. Again, what consistency? That will wait for the vow. It didn't even say oil. It just said flour and water. Just straight flour and water, and you pour it on a hot griddle, and that takes it out of the category that you chayv on it challah. We'll do that for Reflef, to give the Pesach Halacha. But from this Gemara, we see that a Gevil Martach, however we bring it in modern-day kitchen, we broke Hashem, will have a top-notch posik telling us exactly what to do on these. Ikha Diyamri, some say that this Teresa is Nehema, the Hendika, which Rashi says it's Betak She'ofim B'Shvud. You put the flour, the dough, on a spitz, U'moshim Oto Tamid B'Shemen, and you're constantly basting it with oil, or B'Mei Beitzim B'Shemen, or some kind of basting on it. This comes into the sugya of frying bread, Sufkaniot, which will the Rav will come and explain it. It's a katsusugi over here. Different types of things. I just quickly saw in the Mishnah Berurah that someone mentioned to me yesterday about matzah bray. Again, matzah bray is a incredibly complicated thing over here. Because you have pieces of kisayis. Do you not? Are you frying it? The Mishnah Berurah again in Kuf Samech Ches mentions when you fry things, it's a machloket poskim, and therefore he just recommends when you eat matzah bray, you should eat it in the midst of a meal. Because of all the complications. But again, Rav Lef will come and set this all straight. These are I just started looking in the post over here. It's complicated. A person needs a lot of time in the head like Rav Lef to get it to him. Okay, there's another opinion. Ve'ichad Yamrei, and there are those that say that this Teresa that is not a din, it's part of Medin Chala, is Lechem Ha'asoy L'Kutach. Kutach was a famous dish of the ancients. It lost its popularity. It's like real moldy milkshake dish that you let sit out for a few days. Whatever. The lechem that you make for kutach is part of from challah. What's special about this lechem? Ein ofim Rashi, ein ofim also b'tenor. You didn't bake it in the Torah. Ela b'chama, you left it out in the hot mid-eastern sun, and that baked it, and they put it in the the milk it gives, they let it sit for a while, and some nice good mold goes on, and then take your potato chips and eat it. Whatever it's patroi min achala. That is the trisa we're talking about. Tani Rebbe Chia, lechem asoy lekutak, this lechem that you make for kutak, patroi min achala. He holds it's patroi min achala. Vaha Tanya, and we have another brisa, chayif bechala. It's chayif bechala. Hatam diketani time. We already explained why it would be chayiv or potter bechala. Already explained, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Maseya Mochicha Maleya. The way you make it, it's going to be mochiach on it on what the purpose is that you're using it for, if it's for bread or not. Asan ka'avim, if you make it into loaves, chayivim. If it's kilamudim, it has no form or shape, pitorim. Rashi, ka'avim, avucha, umikutefet, kikluskot na'ot. I guess you set it up and you baked it like nice loaves of bread. Kalitaiti, it's revealing that he wants the lechem asa, that he's making it for lechem. Kilamudim, this is kinesarim be'alma, just like no form or shape like boards or whatever. Shelo hikpid ala risosan, he's not makpid at all in the shape of the dough. V'dugmaso shenina b'moed ka'an, and we find this lashon that kilamudim is in moed ka'an, osim lo limudim luchim lebor shel yayin l'ksoso, ayin shampu, what that is. Okay, so again, how we make it is going to reveal on what you want. If you're making the bread for kutach, and you make it into nice loaves, it's obvious he's making it for his gali daitan, and the same thing that he makes without shape, again, without the tzoris alechem, you make, it's not chayiv in challah. Now, back to this dish we had before, the kovad diara. We mentioned before the kovad diara is chayiv. It's patim in a challah. Chayiv. My turkina, no. I'm going to joke on turkina and patim in a challah. We say, no, my turkina, it's kovad diara. This kovad diara, again, if you have a cavity in your oven, you've mixed in the flour and water. That's what, and you eat it afterwards. I guess it's like a more of a softer batter. Omele Abayelev of Yosef, he asked him, Hi Kovad Diara, my Mivrachim, what bracha do we make it? Ilvaya, what bracha do we make on it? Omele, Misfart Nehemahu? Do you think that it's bread? Nehemah is bread, who? Kublin Bialma. It's a mixture. I guess a soft batter. Bialmahu. O Mavrachim, Ilvaya, Boremene Mizonas. You make on a Boremene Mizonas. Marzutra Kavisudasi, Ilvaya. He was actually Koveya a Suuda on this soft bread mixture that you make a Mizonas on. O Barach Ilvaya, Motzi Lechem in the Arch Vishoshbach, and he benched on it. If you make this concoction in on Pesach, you yotzi yedechavosim, and you put a cavity in the oven, you just mix it together like that. My time lechem oni, it's lechem oni korinon bay. So again, now introducing the sugya of something that's mizonos that you would not make hamotzi on. If you kovei a suda on it and you make hamotzi lechem, you can make hamotzi lechem min haaretz on it. And there's also different tnoim on that, how that works. Omer Mar Rav Ashi, another major sugi in Hilchos Brachos. We're just going from sugi to sugi. Each one of these are tremendous klalim in the poskim. Hai dusha de tamre, the honey that flows out of a tamar tree, out of a date, of a tamar, not a tamar tree, the actual fruit. Mavrachim ilvaya shahakol nye bidvaro. You make a shahakol on it. It's not called the fruit. My timer, zeba almaho. It's not the fruit, it's like the sweat of it. Rashi, the juices that come from fruit are not called the fruit, and therefore we don't make a brei pri ha'etz on fruit. It's called zeyeh ba'alma, and you make a shahakol on it. Kiman, who is this like? Ki ha'tana the tana. It's like the tana. It's like the tana in this Mishnah in Trumos. The base devash tamarim, again the devash that flows from tamarim, the yain tepuchim in apple cider, the chometz sifoniot, this is the late season grapes that never fully ripen when you make vinegar from it, the shar mei peros and all the other fruit juices, shel truma, if we're dealing with truma, if someone eats these or drinks these things that are from truma, normally someone eats from truma, he has to pay a keren v'chomish if you're eating from the etzem. Rabbi Eliezer mechayv keren v'chomish. He holds that it has a din of truma, the etzem pri itself. Rabbi Yeshua, he holds that you're not chayv the isra of eating truma, that you have to pay a keren v'chomish when you're eating the fruit, or the juices, or these aspects from it. Rashi, Zebi Amahu, Ve'ena Pri Levarkala Brei Pri Ha'etz, the Chomet Sifoniot, this is Sophia Navim, the end season of the grapes, She'ein mitbashlim alomik. They never ripen. V'yotzi mehem chomets. And you make vinegar from it. Mechayev keren v'chomish. That was the first shita. Rabbi Eliezer. L'shotem imenu b'shogi. If you drink from it accidentally. Rabbi Yeshua poter. He's poter on it. Why? The zeba alma. It's only the sweat of the food and not the etzim fruto. V'ein shem truma chalav. Since it's not the fruit, it does not have a shame truma on it. You don't have any fruits that's given for the mashke purposes, drinking or the liquid purposes. Only these two, the fruit of it, the juices of it are called the fruit. And that's kamar b'ravashi, and therefore the fruit juices, all fruit juices, we don't make ha'etz on it, we make on it a shakol, because it's not called yet some fruit. Tosfot brings down a kasha. We already saw that anything that is of the chamishas aminim, you make on it, reminim is onos. It's what about beer? What do you do with beer? So over here we said that the zeh the alma is a shakol, but anything that comes from the five species of grain, you make a reminim is onos. So Tosfot goes through it, he discusses it, and he basically comes out with a conclusion that any shtia, you make a shahakol on. Again, the Rav will take care of it when he goes from that. Okay. Omelei hahumi rabbanin. One of the rabbanin asked father, trima, crushed up fruits. Not the zeya from the fruits, but the crushed up fruits. Mayu. What is it? Lo havi atati devava mai kamalei. He didn't know what he was asking him. Yati ravina kamei devava. He was sitting before Rav, and he understood that the person was asking, crushed. He just says, crushed up. Crushed up what? He didn't know what he was saying. Amalei, the shum shmei, kayamart. Were you asking about crushed sesame, or dork to me, or this type of crushed things? Kayamart, or the futstenei, kayamart. What kind of crushed up things? So now Rav understood what he was asking. Adahaki vahaki aski Rav, daiti Rav understood that he was asking about crushed things. Amalei, Chashilta vade kaima. You're talking about crushed items. Vidya. Kartan milsa hadyomi ravasi. Now I just remembered something that Ravasi said. Hai tamre shel truma. You have figs, dates of truma. Mutula sotmehem truma. You're allowed to crush them up. Meaning truma has a din. When kohanim eat truma, they're not allowed to do anything that's going to be mafsi them. You can't ruin truma. So he says, can you crush them up, these tamarim, and make a paste from it? Mutla sot mehem trima. That's not called being mafsidem. The asula sot mehem shecha. You're not allowed to make beer from it. That's called being mafsi. And therefore, the hilchasa, tamre, dates, the avinu trima, and you crush up the date, that's called the fruit. Yivachim alvayu berei priya eitz, my taima, the miltayu kaime kedemiyakara. Because the thing is still... It's still there. It's still called the fruits over there, and therefore crushed items, not completely crushed, lightly crushed produce, you make the brook on it like it's supposed to be, and therefore you make hana eitz. Rashi, trima mahu, maim v'rachim alav, v'shem trima kol dava akatush kitzat ve'enem v'usak. It's crushed a little bit, it's not completely smashed or whatever, it's not completely chopped up. Lo havi died to the Rav, didn't know what he's saying. But lo hayam avin, ma'o show, he didn't understand what he's saying. Omelei Ravina lahu mirabanan. Ravina understood, and he started asking him questions. Eim trima atashua, what kind of trima are you asking on? The kortame, that's karkum, I'm not sure what karkum is. Shakot shimoto v'notnim bo yayin v'shota. You crush it, and you put in yayin in it, and then you drink it. Or the shumshame lahotzi shimon, you're doing it to take out the oil from it. Or the portstane. Katisha Navim Letet Letocha Chatzari Mayim Lesotem. This is the secondary wine that you crush up the pits of it, and you make a temid, which is the second generation of wine that you make. Omele Vava, oh, Chashilista Kayamar. You're talking about this crushing. Mitok Divrei Ravina, from the words of Ravina, Hevin Vava Ed Hashele. You understood what the question was. Omele Davam Moch. Talking about something crushed. Shaltan, you asked me, Kamo Be'ah Chalishta, the Shechitat Chulim, like these crushed Be'ot. Mutal asot mehem trima. You're allowed to, with the truma, you're allowed to make truma. She'enu mafsidi, you're not destroying it. Alma, the miltikai, it's established, it's this fruit itself. The cave in da'achi hu mavrachim aleya, pray priya eitz.